With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel, just going round and round with the same worries, frustrations, or regrets? You know that feeling when you're stuck on replay, reliving something that already happened? We've all been there, but guess what? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who basically invented chill, had some incredible wisdom about letting go and moving on. They understood that clinging to the past or obsessing over things we can't control is a recipe for unhappiness. And trust me, nobody wants that. Today, we're diving into five powerful ways you can practice detachment, just like the Stoics did, and start living a more peaceful, fulfilling life. First up, accept what you can't control. Seriously, this is huge. Think about it. How much energy do you waste stressing over things outside your sphere of influence? Traffic jams, other people's opinions, even the weather. These are all things we can't actually change. Instead of getting caught in a spiral of frustration, try accepting them as part of life's tapestry. Remember that classic saying, go with the flow. Well, the Stoics would totally be like, boom. That's what I'm talking about. Second, focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. This is where the power lies, folks. You can choose to respond to situations with calmness and clarity instead of letting emotions take over. Think of it like this. Your mind is a muscle. The more you train it to focus on the present moment and what you can influence, the stronger it becomes. Third, practice gratitude. This sounds super simple, but it's seriously powerful. When you start appreciating the good things in your life, big or small, a sunny day, a delicious meal, a kind gesture, it shifts your perspective. It helps you see beyond the negatives and focus on the abundance around you. It's like hitting that refresh button on your outlook. Fourth, remember that everything is impermanent. This isn't about being pessimistic. It's about understanding that nothing lasts forever. Good times pass, bad times pass. It's just the natural rhythm of life. Recognizing this helps us detach from things that are fleeting and appreciate them while they last. Finally, embrace the present moment. Seriously, put down your phone, step away from the screen, and just be present in this very moment. Feel the ground beneath your feet, listen to the sounds around you, and savor the experience of simply being alive. The Stoics believe that true happiness comes from living fully in each moment, not dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Okay, let's talk real life for a sec. Ever had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? Like, your coffee spills, you're late for work, and then your car breaks down? You know, that classic Murphy's Law kind of day? Well, imagine trying to handle all of that while also letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control. Not pretty, right? But here's the thing. If you can remember these Stoic principles, you can actually turn that frustrating day around. You accept that some things are just outside your control, like a sudden car breakdown. You focus on what you can control, like staying calm, figuring out a solution, and maybe even finding a silver lining in the chaos. Like finally getting to try that new coffee shop you've been eyeing. See? Detachment doesn't mean being passive, it means responding with wisdom and grace. So, remember these five powerful ways to practice letting go and moving on. Accept what you can't control, focus on what you can, practice gratitude, embrace impermanence, and live fully in the present moment. You've got this. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. And sometimes, the most important thing is to learn how to enjoy the ride, even when things get bumpy. So keep practicing those Stoic principles. And let's create a world where we can all stay unbothered, one day at a time. Now go out there, make a difference, and don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Until tomorrow, stay detached and awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.